How many mothers here remember your pregnancy? Raise your hand if you remember your pregnancy. I expect that. There's one thing in life that mothers do not forget. You remember, mothers, that you did not see your baby. Maybe you were able to see an image of the ultrasound, black and white, but it was still quite some time until that baby would be born. And yet, that life that was already within you, your heart just swelled with love, didn't it? And the day of birth was yet some months away, and yet, what did you do? You prepared for that baby's coming. You went down and you bought some little clothes, and others were thinking about that, and baby blankets, and of course you want to fix up the room. All of this love, all of this affection, all of this activity in preparation and planning even before the baby actually appears. And then you give birth to the baby. And the bond is that much more intense. Oh, I remember the day when we touched the tiny nose of our children and you gaze in the eyes of that little one as a mother and you stroke the downy soft hair, that is if they do have any hair. You are flooded with love, a mother's love. Now, of course, there is more to being a mother than being pregnant. There is more to being a mother than buying clothes and nursing that baby. In fact, motherhood is work. It takes a lot of work. Sometimes as you work and you serve as a mother, well, our children are not always cute, are they? Sometimes they're cranky. Sometimes they're messy or smelly. And as they get older, it's a little hard to get along with them and live with them. And many a mother finds themselves wondering how that dependent little child turns into a rebel and has little respect and sometimes a big mouth. Many a mother has wept at the rotten things that their children have done and the trouble that they have caused. And yet, even though they may show the worst, that mother does not forget that child, and that love that mother has for that child does not wane. If you and I can think of what we appreciate most about our mothers, we would say, I thank God for her love. I heard this many times today as you shared from your hearts. The amazing love of a mother, it tells us something about our awesome God, don't you agree? About His love for you and me. According to the Bible, mother love pictures the love that God has for His children. However, as you're turning with me now, and I'm glad again you brought your Bibles, as you're turning with me to Isaiah, the 66th chapter, I want to share a word of caution at this point. You know how it is with things as we make comparisons. Sometimes comparisons can go about so far. You see, the Bible does not teach you and me to worship a goddess. The Bible does not want us to picture God as Earth Mother who gave birth to us, like maybe some religions and some extreme feminist groups do. Jesus never addressed God as mother. He addressed Him as what? Father. He never told you and me that we were to pray to our mother in heaven. We're rather to pray to our Father in heaven. And so if we want to relate to our true God, we must be careful that we keep the language of the Bible in line with the language that is in Scripture according to the Bible languages. Yes, God's love can be likened to a mother, but that does not mean that God is a mother. And with all of that said, we must recognize that motherhood is perhaps one of the Father's great inventions. We can rejoice that God's love has shown itself in such a beautiful way through a mother's love. Amen? Indeed. God Himself says this. Listen as Makayla reads Isaiah 66 and verse 13. Isaiah 66 and verse 13.
As a mother comforts her child, So will I comfort you, mm-hmm. and you will be comforted over Jerusalem.
As a mother comforts a child, think of your mother comforting you. So will our loving Father comfort us. And our God has shown kindness to us. He's shown his tenderness to us, his wounded and weeping children. Psalms chapter 131, as we open our Bibles and continue to study today. I wonder, everyone here, have you ever watched a screaming baby find comfort in the arms of a mother? You ever seen that? What a miracle that takes place as the mother holds that baby that is screaming and upset and emotionally uncertain and holds that baby in her arms and such comfort is given. Or maybe have you watched a toddler just hurt itself, maybe a little bloody leg or something, and runs to its mommy and says, "Mommy, I have an owie." That's children's language. And only a mother knows how to give comfort and encouragement to that child. So it is with our God. Our God wants us to come to him as we would our mother, and we find comfort and hope and encouragement from our hurts of life. If you and I know our God, if we have learned to trust in his love, we can rest in his arms as a child rests in a mother's arm and find comfort and encouragement. The Bible poet in Psalms 131, verse 2, listen as Annetta reads.
Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me.
Let's turn back and read again Isaiah the 49th chapter. Isaiah chapter 49, one more time. A mother's love starts when that baby is not even born yet, is still in the womb. And yet that mother's love continues to love that child through all sorts of ups and downs of life. And even so, our loving God, our loving Father, has loved us even before we were born, even before we came to this world. He loved us. And he has continued to love us no matter what. What an awesome God we have. In fact, according to the Bible, God's love is eternal. And that's a long, long time. If you and I are his children, he will never forget us. He will never give up on us. He will never stop loving us. What an awesome, awesome description of God's love revealed right here in the Word of God. Let's read again Isaiah 49, verses 15 and 16. Yulina, would you read that for us?
Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are ever before me.
Man. A mother's love goes back so far, it runs so deep, that it's almost unthinkable, that a mother would abandon or lose the feelings of love towards that child. And yet there are some shocking cases where a mother has abandoned that child, say, for example, left that child in a dumpster, or, God forbid, even killed their child. But usually, a mother's love is so strong that even rotten scoundrels, such as Timothy McVeigh of the Oklahoma bombing, and so, unfortunately, Sung-Wing Cho, who killed more than 30 students in Virginia Tech University. I ask you today, did their mothers love them? You bet they did. Were their hearts broken? Greatly broken. And yet those mothers, out of their love, allowed those children, those boys in this case here, to face the consequences of their most unwise decisions. And yet even in this, we see a picture of what our God is like. I'd invite you to turn with me again in your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 31. Jeremiah chapter 31. How can a mother forget that child who lived inside her for so long? How can a mother stop loving the one who nursed at her breast? And sadly, there are some few cases, but thank God, most cases, mothers do not forget. Mothers love forever. And I want you to think that, my friends, in this case, as we consider our mothers are human. Our mothers are human. How, in the light of that, how could God, forget you and me, whom he has loved for eternity? Think about that. How could he forget us? In fact, the Bible tells us in Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, Mary and Nance, if you would read that for us, Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 3.
The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee.
Amen. As we consider a mother's love that just gives to us glimpses of God's awesome, eternal love. Our God loves you, and he loves me. He has been God, and his love for us has been forever. There has never been a moment in the boundless eternity that our God has not loved us. His love is unquenchable. His is a forever love. When I thought of this, and as I began to prepare this message, I thought of John, the 10th chapter. I'd like to invite you to join me as we turn in our Bibles to John, the 10th chapter, talking about forever love, comparing God's love to a mother's love. I want you to remember this passage. It's an awesome passage of John, the 10th chapter. And in John, the 10th chapter, we're going to be able to compare God's love to a mother's love. We can also consider not only that, but our response to his love. Our response. Let us begin. John, the 10th chapter, verse 3. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. And let's go down to verse 14. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. And then verse 27, we're most familiar with that. I'll just note the first part of it. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. Jesus Christ, when he came to this world, his mission was to reveal to the onlooking universe and to this world what God the Father is like. And so when you observe Jesus, you are observing the Father, because really, the Father is like the Son is like the Father. And here in these verses, we discover what our God, our Father, is like, because Jesus so beautifully expressed it. He expresses to us the forever love of God. Did you see it right here? Verse 3. Take a look at it again. It says here, he speaks to his sheep. And verse 3, it says, they hear his voice. Then also in verse 3, it says, he knows their name. Now, first, the Bible tells us that God speaks to us. And I find that really hard to understand. How is it that God would speak to me, speak to you? We are so self-centered. And yet he has spoken to us. I want you to stay in John chapter 10, but I thought about the book of Romans. In the third chapter, in verses 11 through 18, it describes a self-centered, unconverted heart. Listen as I read it. There is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Their throats are open graves. Their tongues practice deceit. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swept to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways, and the way of peace they do not know. There is no fear of God before their eyes. It is a wonder that God would even talk to us, and yet he has. And you may ask me, oh, Pastor Ken, how is it that God has talked to us? We're so self-centered. The unconverted heart is so self-centered. It's so clearly illustrated here in the book of Romans. How is it that God has spoken to us? And we see it so beautifully how God has spoken to us as we go out into nature. And we see it so clearly in the spring. But not only through nature has he spoken to us, but he's spoken to us through his word, the Bible. And even further, God says, I'm not only going to speak to you through nature, I'm not only going to speak to you through the word, I'm going to speak to you through my son, Jesus Christ. I'm going to send my son, and he's going to live here, and he's going to die, and he's going to raise again for your salvation. And I'm not going to stop there. I'm going to speak to you through your conscience. I'm going to speak to you through other people. And I love you so much, I'm going to even speak to you through your trials. Has God spoken to you? While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were yet sinners, Christ spoke to us. And I praise God today as I stand before you and I look into the eyes of many people who have listened to him. For the word of God tells us right here in verse 3, the sheep hear his voice. You have listened to him. Thank you. And verse 4, they know his voice. And you go to verse 5, it says here in this parable that the sheep, and that's you and me, those of us who have said yes to Jesus Christ, you know what? Those sheep know his voice so well that when the stranger comes, they know God's voice so well that they run away from the stranger. Now, how is this love of God revealed through a Christian mother? I wonder if a mother's voice is heard by that little baby even as the baby is in the womb of that mother. I've wondered about that at times. I've wondered about praying mothers who pray that God will bless that little one. I wonder about mothers who sing unto the Lord from their hearts. If even before that baby is born, it would have some positive influence on that little one. And finally, the baby is born. And that baby hears that mother's voice. Hears that mother praying. Hears that mother saying, I love you. I love you. And Jesus loves you too. And I wonder here, how many mothers here today have ever said this to your child? Or how many children here today have heard this from your mother? You blew it. I know you made a mistake. But your father and your mother, we still love you. And Jesus loves you still. He only wants you to come to him for forgiveness and healing. Come to him. Have you heard that voice? Have you said that to your children? A child can become so tuned in to their mother's voice that out of all the other voices out there in the world, and there are a lot, they know the voice of their mom. And as they may disobey their mother and may fall away and run away, God somehow can place in that child who listened to their mother, the voice of that mother. I've heard my mother in my disobedience. God speaks to me through her voice. In John, the 10th chapter, verse 3, it goes on and says this. He calls them by what? He calls his sheep by what? By name. By name. And isn't this awesome? God knows your name and my name. He doesn't say, hey, you. But God knows you by name. And it's interesting about people. I've noticed if people call you by name, they know you. Or when they call you by name, that says that they're interested in you and they want to get to know you more. Notice John, the 10th chapter, and verse 14. It goes on and describes this God who knows us. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. And again, verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. We'll stop there. God knows our name. God knows us. And I think that's awesome. I think that is so awesome that he knows us. He knows all about us. and yet he still loves us. Can you try to fathom that? Annetta gets emails from friends, and there's beautiful pictures and illustrations, and you get these emails too. And there was this one time, there was a picture of an iceberg. You remember that one, maybe? And I could see so clearly the top of the iceberg, but here in this beautiful picture was the bottom of the iceberg, and it was huge. Our God's love can be likened to an iceberg. You and I only know the top of the iceberg. And sometimes when we know about ourselves, we know only the top of the iceberg. It doesn't always look very good there either, does it? But your God and our God, he knows the whole iceberg. He even knows what's below. And yet he still loves us. Can you fathom that? Can you understand that love? I'll tell you, friends, we can't. In fact, the Bible tells us we can't. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19. To know the love of Christ which passes all knowledge. We can't understand this love. Believe it or not, our mothers have revealed glimpses of the love of God to us. My mother called me by name many times. She knew me well. And aren't mothers supposed to have eyes behind their backs? Now, I have never seen a mother that actually has eyes behind their backs, but I don't know. I could never figure it out. My mother knew how to read me. And I'm looking in the eyes of mothers that know how to read their children. And she knew my strengths, and she focused on my strengths, and she also knew my weaknesses. She knew my failures. And yet, she still loved me. She accepted me. And you know what that did? That caused me not to give up. The world around me may fall apart. Others may forsake me. But my mother still loves me. It gave hope to me in my heart. The greatest revelation and revealing of the love of God is beautifully stated in this parable. Take a look at verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. You see, the greatest revelation of God's character of love is shown through the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. The greatest picture of God's love for you and me is shown through the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it was so significant, so important, that the Bible writers, the gospel writers, as you consider the story of our Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they spend more time in regards to his death than any other part. And God so loved the world that he gave his only unique son. And even Ellen White, in that awesome book on the life of Jesus, Desire of Ages, page 25, I've memorized a part of it, maybe you have too. She says it would be well for us to come and drink of this aspect of the fountain of God's love. And she said it this way. Listen to these words. It would be well to spend a thoughtful hour each day in contemplation of the life of Christ. And you remember how it goes? And especially the closing scene. The suffering and the death of Jesus Christ clearly reveals the sacrificial love of our God. Can you think of your mother now? Can you think of times when your mother revealed glimpses of the sacrificial love of God? We've heard stories of mothers who deprived themselves of food. There was no food left, hardly. There was just a little in the cupboard. And what did that mother do? She did not eat it herself. She gave it to her children so her children could live. We've heard stories of children in the winter and they're away from anywhere where they can get warmth, and the mothers take their coats off and they put it on their children so that that child can live through that storm, that wintry cold storm. The sacrificial love of a mother. And I think of my mom. She gave to me a Christian education. She worked in a rest home in here I was, a teenager, and I took her for granted. I took her love for granted. I was too much into myself to think of the fact that my mother was working so hard, and she'd come home and she'd cook for us, and she would serve us as a family and care for us. And I did not take the time to even think that my mother was so tired when she got home, so worn out. And she was doing that, working in that care center, ministering to those people so lovingly, so that I could have a Christian education. But as I grew older, and I came to realize in my maturity in Jesus what my mother had done, I began to express my thanks to her. And as Mom got older, and she was so frail and nervous, I would tell my friends, I would tell my loved ones who saw these things happening to my mother, I said, you know, that's my mother. I love her. I don't care if she's frail. I don't care if she's nervous. I don't care what she does. She loved me. And the least I can do is to show my love to her. And you know, isn't it true that the glimpses of our mother's love is just a glimpse of our awesome God? We love God. We love one another because He first loved us. Take a look at verses 27 and 28. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Isn't this awesome? Isn't this a beautiful promise? This is God's forever love. Now, I do not want you to misunderstand this passage that I've just read here. We're not talking about eternal security, the doctrine of eternal security, as it were, which teaches that you are saved eternally, and it doesn't matter how you live, it doesn't matter how you act, you are saved eternally. No, no. The picture in Scripture is this: God's love is forever, period. God's love is forever, period. But you and I have a choice to respond to that love. And if we respond to His love, verse 27 says that we will choose to hear His voice. And if we respond to that love, we will choose to follow Him. And all that time, we are covered by His forever love. Yes, we will stumble at times. Our God knows we are human. And yet, we will continue to choose to hold on to Jesus through and though we may stumble at times. We have the blessed assurance through all that process, though we may stumble at times, we have the assurance of His forever love. Amen? What is His forever love? Verse 28, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. He will not let go of you, friends. He will be with you to the very end. But listen to this. Listen carefully. You and I can let go. You and I can stop listening to His voice. You and I can choose to stop seeking to follow Him. And though God still loves us, His love is forever, we can choose to be lost. We can choose ultimately to perish. Aren't you thankful for God's forever love? Aren't you thankful that you have chosen to accept His forever love? And aren't you thankful that God has given to us glimpses of His forever love in our mothers? Praise God for our mothers. Mothers here today, stay close to God. Stay close in a relationship with Jesus Christ. As your children watch you and observe you, more things are caught than are taught. May you exemplify and reveal Jesus to your children as you have and will as you trust in Jesus. Thank you for being such a wonderful Christian mother.
Shall we bow our heads for prayer? Our kind Heavenly Father, We are just so thankful for this Sabbath day, for you creating it so that we could spend this time with you and you with us. We also want to thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being mothers. For the children that you've given to us, we are truly thankful, and for the responsibility. We also want to thank you, Lord, for this unquenchable love that you have for us, that you love to spend time with us, and that you have a special name for us, Lord. We are looking forward to eternity to spend time with you.
Yes, Father, we do praise your name when we have the privilege of expressing our gratitude for the example and the blessing of grace, of strength, of promise, and of comfort, and of intuition and love, your love, Father, as it is exemplified and as you enable our mothers through Jesus Christ. Please continue to bless them, we pray, as they do your work.
Yes.
And may they be strengthened in your strength and in your love. For your honor, for your glory, we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.